Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If you plan to eat out or stay overnight in Boston, it might soon cost you more. Mayor Tom Menino told hotels and restaurants yesterday he wants to raise meals and lodging taxes come October. The city council will consider the plan next week. The move is part of new powers the state gave local governments to raise these kinds of taxes. But Boston's new collections come on top of an increase in the state meals tax that goes into effect next month. And they come at a time when people are already staying in for dinner more and cutting back on hotel stays. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has reaction from some local establishments.
Number 71. Please. That's you, my pal. Thank you.
Al's State Street Cafe stands out in Boston's financial district. The shop has blue-collar prices for the white-collar customers here. A 9-inch sub, soda, and bag of chips sells for $6.25, tax included.
Our special is the cafe special with the prosciutto mozzarella, plum tomatoes, and fresh basil, balsamic vinegar and oil.
Al Costello is the owner. He has 15 employees, and they work fast. It's a high-volume, low-profit margin shop. Next week, a 1.25% hike in the state meals tax will cut into that profit margin, and Costello is infuriated now that Mayor Menino wants to add a new city tax onto that, an extra 0.75%.
Yeah, well, the economy's so bad that I didn't want to go up my prices if I didn't have to because people are hurting as it is. Then they're coming after us for 2% more. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Costello says it's going to mean another $20,000 a year in meals taxes here, on top of the $50,000 he already passes on. He says he has no choice but to raise prices.
We have to do something to raise revenue.
Mayor Menino defended the new tax yesterday after meeting privately with some Boston hotel and restaurant owners. He stood beneath a portrait of George Washington, who once called taxes necessary but unpleasant. Menino said implementing a city meals tax and raising local hotel taxes another 2% will add as much as $18 million to the city's budget this fiscal year.
I'm not going to put this into frills. It's going to real programs that make a difference in people's lives.
A few members of the local hospitality industry added their comments to Menino's. They spoke out in favor of the tax hikes in varying degrees of half-hearted enthusiasm. Kathy Mainzer owns the restaurant Bella Luna in Jamaica Plain.
We see people coming out to eat every night, and we don't think that a few pennies on the dollar is going to make a difference to most families who are looking to spend a pleasant night out. We also really need the services that the city of Boston provides, and having a safe, vibrant city is good for our business.
One hotel general manager who was in the meeting with Menino says a few people raised their eyebrows when the mayor said he wanted to use the new money to avoid laying off 67 police officers because those hotel managers thought, hey, we've had to lay off people, and now you're coming to us.
I don't think anybody's happy about it, but we have to do what we have to do.
Paul Sacco heads the Massachusetts Lodging Association, which is backing the mayor's plan. The reason?
If you look in proportion to what other states are doing and where that positions us, we're still in the ballgame.
Sacco wouldn't want it to go any higher, but he thinks this is reasonable. He expects business owners will come around to support the mayor in a spirit of acquiescence. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.